بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله. نشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حتى أتاه اليقين. فصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. After praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations on his beloved Habib al-Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم, I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of our guest speakers and scholars, and beyond that to our guests, attendees who have come here from far distances. We have, mashallah, brothers who have come here all the way from Miami and Tampa and Virginia and Detroit. They have flown in from different states, mashallah, to attend this program. And inshallah, we hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes this in their intentions and our intentions pure for his sake, and inshallah make us among those who gather together in his love and depart in his love and are resurrected inshallah under the shade of Arsh of the Rahman on the day of Qiyamah. Say Ameen inshallah. My dear respected brothers, sisters, young friends and students, the reality of the matter is that we are living in such a time when there is no one who has not heard of the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a name in the book of records, it is in the Guinness Book of World Records, it is the ultimate most popular first name in the world. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad, the name after naming after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this name Muhammad is the most popular first name in the world and has been for generations. At the same time, the sad fact and the reality is that he has become such a polarizing figure, and there are many who have very, very negative impressions about this most noble personality. And so far as people have made this their single way of expressing their so-called freedom of speech by ridiculing and mocking our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the reality of our time. And we do not blame anyone but our own selves, that we as Muslims, we have not fulfilled our responsibility of demonstrating to the world who this beloved of Allah is and how he was sent as a mercy to mankind, as a rahmah lil alameen, and to live according to his sunnah and to show his beautiful characteristics and his traits, that he was afdalul khalqi ajma'in, the best of all creation. My dear brothers, just for a moment let us reflect on this afdalul khalqi ajma'in. What does that mean? If you make a chart, a tree diagram, and we start off with the term al-mawjood, that which is in existence, everything that is in existence is coming under this chart. Everything in existence that's mawjood can be divided into two. Only two. There is no third option. On one side is the Khaliq, He is mawjood, his haq, his existence is true. He is not only mawjood, he is wajibul wujood. There is no concept of any existence without his pre-existence. He is necessarily existent. This is to borrow the term from aqidah. He is wajibul wujood. We are mumkinul wujood, possibly existent. If you are there, fine, we are possible to exist. And if you weren't there, the world will continue as well. So Allah is wajibul wujood. He is mawjood, he is the khaliq. That is one branch. And then if you draw another line, then beside that one khaliq, every single thing that is present, that which we see, we cannot see, that which we can measure, we cannot measure, that which we can fathom, we cannot fathom. In this life, in the next life, everything falls under makhluq. Under makhluq is arsh, is kursi, is qalam, is lawh mahfuz, is jannah, jahannam, jannatul firdaus, Jibra'il, Mikail, Israfil, Israel, the Kaaba, the lawh mahfuz, this dunya, everything falls under mawjood, under makhluq. One side is khaliq, there is no second khaliq. And the other side is makhluq. Everything which falls in the second category is a creation of the first one. And from this entire makhluq, if there is the greatest makhluq, think about it for a second. Afdalul khalqi ajma'in. Khalq is masdar bima'na al-maf'ul, yani khalq meaning makhluq. The best of the makhluq, the best of the entire creation, who has a loftiest status, it is none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ba'd az Khuda, Buzurg Tui, Khista Mukhtasar. After Allah, it's a big after. We do not fall into shirk like the Nasara and the Christians. Ya Ahl al-Kit, la taghlu fi deenikum ghayr al-haq. We do not make ghulu in our deen. He is not divine or part divine or one third divine. He is Ba'd az Khuda. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Buzurg Tui, you are the greatest. Khista Mukhtasar, end of the story. See, that is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding which we have done the ultimate injustice and dhulm, that we have not spoken about him the way he deserved to be spoken about. We have not discussed his greatness. We have not lived up to his teachings. We have not filled our hearts with his love and respect. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the rights of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Quran. We have not fulfilled any of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, النَّبِيُّ وَأَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. The right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over you is greater than the right you have of your own self-preservation. The scholars of tafsir mention under this ayah that if a person has to defend the person, the being of Rasulullah, if a believer has to defend the person of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if he hesitates for a moment to put his life on the line, he is not a mu'min. This is the minimum level of dedication to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a person has to be ready to put his life on the line, because the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is greater than the right of self-preservation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you cannot be a true believer, لا يؤمن أحدكم, until you love me more than yourselves, more than your parents, more than your children, more than all of mankind. So how far have we fulfilled the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in loving him, in respecting him, in practicing his teachings, and inviting others towards his noble personality? And in this light, in this vein, the students of this madrasa here, and we are all students of knowledge, we are very honored that if Allah truly considers us and counts us among the students of knowledge. We sat together and decided that we should hold a conference. It's beyond a conference, a retreat, where we can make i'tikaf also. The brothers can make i'tikaf and the sisters can come and attend the programs. And all our talks revolve around the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different beautiful elements of his seerah, different aspects of his seerah. Volumes and volumes have been written on his seerah, just so that we can be ourselves the primary beneficiaries, and we can benefit to revive our own spirits and also to share this with the greater community. So I humbly ask everyone that first of all, make your sincere intention that one heart at a time, one mind at a time, one life at a time, we will change the tide so that our beautiful fellow citizens of this country in America and throughout the world We need to make an effort together that they all fall in love with this most beloved of Allah, the one who most deserving of love, the one that we will hear the first talk of the Ibrahim Qureshi Sahib. I have to introduce him now. Hubb al-Habib, loving the beloved of Allah. That is his topic. I do not want to take from that. How we can all together make an effort that we fall in love with Rasulullah truly, genuinely, and how we can spread that love amongst our fellow human beings, with our colleagues at work, with our classmates at college and university, and with our neighbors in our neighborhoods. Is this our intention, inshallah? Let us not be just an academic discussion, theoretical discussion, something that intellectually stimulates us, but beyond that, let it strike our hearts. Let us make the intention. Allah Ta'ala says that أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مِرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Our Prophet has told us the way we intend, make the intention now. This is the beginning, and I will not be taking more time later on between the speeches, but this is the beginning. So let us keep our intention pure, that we have not come just to hear lectures and go on, because the tents are up and it looks like they're going to have a beautiful dinner. Yes, the beautiful dinner is there, but that's not the objective. The objective is that we change our lives, fill our hearts with love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and take this love out to the greater community.